You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Chinese companies are increasingly moving their marketing budgets from paid search advertising to making their own sponsored TV series. Research has revealed how coupon use varies across Europe, and the Chinese government has been accused of censoring search results to do with the Chinese financial crash. Chinese companies are increasingly moving their marketing budgets from paid search advertising to content creation, with the creation of sponsored TV series and films becoming a particularly popular option. Recently, big names such as Jia Daobao, Hanbin, and Guangzhou Libai Enterprise Group have each poured tens of millions of US dollars into professionally made TV series. It appears that local Chinese companies are more comfortable to invest in creating TV series than international companies, with TV content creation firm Mindshare commenting that professionally generated content is hugely underestimated by multinationals. Certain global companies have been willing to take the plunge, however, with the international cosmetics company Maybelline recently sponsoring the creation of Cinderella for a major Chinese TV channel. Research by VoucherCloud has revealed how coupon use varies across Europe. The research examined the behaviour of British, Irish, Dutch, German, Italian, and French shoppers. Women's clothing was the most popular coupon category in the Netherlands and Ireland, with food and drink coupons coming out on top in the UK. Men's clothing coming out on top in Germany, student coupons coming top in Italy, and travel and accommodation coupons being most popular in France. The research revealed the average age of a European coupon user was fairly young, with most being aged between 18 and 44. It also revealed sex differences between the various European countries. While the majority of coupon users in the Netherlands were female, an equal number of men and women used coupons in Germany and Italy. The Chinese government has been accused of censoring news to do with the Chinese financial crash. Many news websites simply do not mention the crash, and those that do have been placing the story low down in their websites rather than making it a headline. It's also been reported that searching for information about the crash on Baidu, China's leading search engine, produces a message saying that due to related rules and policy, some search results won't be shown. Yandex has joined up with the popular Turkish football club Fenerbahce. Yandex will be the club's shirt sponsor for the upcoming 2015-2016 season. The Yandex browser will also be accessible from the Fenerbahce website and app. Yandex entered the Turkish market in 2011 and currently has a 4% share of the market. It hopes that its partnership with Fenerbahce will help it to increase this further. The distribution firm Connect India is in talks with various e-commerce companies, including Flipkart, regarding the delivery of items to rural regions. Connect India recently completed a trial for Amazon in the Punjab region and would like to secure delivery partnerships with more e-commerce countries. The Indian e-commerce market is currently worth an estimated $25 billion, but this could hit $250 billion by 2025 as the market grows at a compound annual growth rate of 35%. Google has published a selection of photographs depicting Pakistan's cultural heritage. Almost 500 different sites of historical and cultural interest have been included, including various ruins, tombs, and forts. The initiative aims to promote Pakistan's rich cultural heritage, which has been influenced by Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, and Christian forces over the centuries. And finally, a new social network called Etta9, which promises to post realistic statuses even after a user has died, has been launched. Etta9 uses an artificial intelligence that reads users' posts and generates similar posts after the user has died. It can also post statuses while the person is alive, if the user wishes, and smile at things, much like a like on Facebook. Around 5,000 people are currently signed up to Etonine, which many commentators have described as morbid and creepy. And that's all for today. Thanks for listening, and join me next time for more global marketing news. Goodbye.